Welcome to Market Week in Review for the week ending August 23rd, 2019. I'm Brian Yadown. I'm joined today by Russell Investments quantitative investment strategist, Abraham Robison. Abraham?
Hi, Brian.
Good to have you this morning.
Thank you.
So we've seen some pickup in market volatility kind of to close this week out, and it seems like a lot of this is driven by the lingering trade war issues. And I know that we've had some events happen this week, so let's spend time talking about the trade war. What were the key developments that happened this week?
Sure. So for markets were trending up for a bit, and there's a bit of volatility, but eventually it's kind of ended on a sour note, and they've gone back down. We've had the yield curve invert, and now invert again. So things are back to roughly the way they were, and mainly it is trade war issues. So we saw it on Sunday that the Huawei was given a temporary business license, and that sounds like a good thing, but really it's something. It's better than nothing. And it means that U.S. companies can do business with Huawei for another 90 days. But after that, they are not allowed to do business with them, which means that it's just a transitionary period and nothing more. And you'd expect some kind of positive reaction if it was really positive news from China, where they would start buying U.S. agricultural goods. But exactly the opposite has happened. We have a tariff on $75 billion of U.S. goods, including soybeans and U.S. cars, which escalates the trade war further. And literally, maybe even now, we could have some retaliation from the White House. So stay tuned for what that shows up as.
Now, we also heard from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell speak from Jackson Hole this morning, and we know that the Fed is paying close attention to trade war developments. What were the key takeaways from the speech, and was there anything said that could impact the trade war narrative?
Right. So Jerome Powell gave a basically dovish tone, saying that they would do what was appropriate to sustain the expansion, which means that they won't do anything preemptive, but they could act as soon as things start to dip or if things aren't aligned with meeting their dual mandate. They want to be accommodative to help, but they don't want to do too much to stoke inflation.
Now, we've heard the Fed say in the past that they would be data dependent with regards to monetary policy. So we did get some macroeconomic data this week. So global PMIs came out. What were some of those numbers, and what does that suggest?
Yeah, so one of the things that we heard from Jerome Powell, too, was that an acknowledgement of a slowdown in the U.S., and it was because of these PMIs. So the production seems to have slowed down, which means that the U.S. is joining the rest of the world in somewhat of a cycle slowdown. And we want to be monitoring that, and we also want to be looking forward to next week, which are things like GDP, personal consumption data, and durable goods orders. And we want to see if this further slows things down, because tariffs are a contractionary measure. They slow things down and create friction, and we don't want that to really affect the broader economy, and we want to see if things improve from here. So we want to make sure that it isn't affecting more data points, as well as the trade war doesn't affect other areas and other countries, and it doesn't expand between mainly the China and the U.S.
Okay. Certainly a lot to look forward to next week, and maybe even later with developments from the White House. So we'll have to stay tuned. But that's all the time we have for today. So thanks for your insights.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time on Market Week in Review.